Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. We're going to begin in just a moment with viol music, consort music, from the Stuart period in England, the early 17th century, music of Orlando Gibbons and William Laws. Later in the hour, more of those wonderful musical settings from the Romance of the Rose, or music inspired by the Romance of the Rose, that great 14th century French masterpiece of allegorical poetry. We'll hear music by Guillaume Machaut, Gilles Benjoie, and Guillaume Dufay, among others. We begin with consort music from a CD called Heart's Ease, fretwork performing. We played from this last week. At that time, we played music from the late Tudor period, and we featured music of Anthony Holborn, William Byrd, John Dowland. On today's program, we're going to hear music from the next period, the Jacobean period, and it'll feature music here by Orlando Gibbons and William Laws. Orlando Gibbons first, we'll hear two selections by him. His dates 1583 to 1625. Organist, virginalist, mostly noted for his keyboard works and his verse anthems, but he did write some madrigals as well, The Silver Swan being the most notable of those. He did write 30 fantasias for viols, and we're going to hear some of his viol music in just a moment. We will hear two selections by him. The first will be an Énomine for five voices, and then a fantasy for four voices. And then we will follow that with three short selections by William Laws, William Laws 1602 to 1645, who came in contact with the court of Charles, Prince of Wales, at an early age. Both William and his elder brother Henry received court appointments after Charles succeeded to the throne as Charles I. William was appointed as musician in ordinary for lutes and voices in 1635, but had been writing music for the court prior to this. Laws spent all of his adult life in Charles' employ. He composed secular music and songs for court masks, and doubtless played in them as well as sacred anthems and motets for Charles's private worship. He's most remembered today for his sublime viol consort suites for between three and six players and his lyraviol music. When Charles's dispute with Parliament led to the outbreak of the Civil War, Laws joined the Royalist army and was given a post in the King's Life Guards, which was intended to keep him out of danger. Despite this, he was shot by a parliamentarian in the rout near Chester on 24 September 1645. The King mourned him and honored him with the title of Father of Music. We're going to hear three selections, as I said, by William Laws from his consort set for five voices in C, a fantasy, a pavane, and an allemande. So we begin with two by Gibbons and follow with three by Laws. Here is fretwork, Wendy Gillespie, Richard Campbell, Richard Boothby, Julia Hodgson, William Hunt on viols, Christopher Wilson on lute, and Paul Nicholson on organ. Music of Orlando Gibbons and William Laws. And you have just heard music from the early Stuart period, music by Orlando Gibbons. We heard a Innomine for five voices and a Fantasy for four. Followed that with three pieces by William Laws from his consort set for five pieces in C, a Fantasy, a Pavane, and an Allemande. All of that performed by fretwork, Wendy Gillespie, Richard Campbell, Richard Boothby, Julia Hodgson, William Hunt, viols, Christopher Wilson, lute, and Paul Nicholson, organ. Consort music for viols, fretwork, and the name of the CD is Heart's Ease. And thank you for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network, and if you are not a member, you can always become one by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on donate/renew. Next, more chansons from The Romance of the Rose, that medieval French poem, an allegorical dream vision, and one of the great masterpieces of French literature. It was begun, the first 4,000 lines of it anyway, about 1320 by Guillaume de Lorris, and completed with an additional 18,000 lines late in the same century by Jean de Meun. Its purpose was both to entertain and to teach others about the art of love. No, no, it's not what you're thinking. I'm talking about courtly love, fine amour, or refined love, often unrequited, the love sung about by the troubadours of the 12th century and later the trouvères of the following century. In fact, the music we heard last week and are about to hear more of in just a moment are trouvère chansons for the most part, musical settings of much of the poetry found in The Romance of the Rose. Last week I played settings as well as chansons inspired by the works of such composers as De La Halle, Lascarelle, and I concluded with Marchaux. Marchaux serves as the bridge between the two periods of The Romance of the Rose. He lived from 1300 to 1377 and was himself a poet, the last great composer of the Middle Ages who was one, and therefore, rather than set the poetry of The Romance of the Rose, he wrote his own, but his lines are obviously influenced by it. The first three chansons are his, then one by Gilles Benjoie, and will conclude with a piece by Guillaume Dufay. Interspersed are poems in the Old French from The Romance of the Rose, and some anonymous chansons as well. All of these songs are from the fixed forms of rondo, virelai, and ballade. Here now, several more selections from the CD Le Roman de la Rose, The Romance of the Rose, performed by the ensemble Alla Francesca. Bridget Len directs.
Oh. Malion, l'or chante à haute voix ses rilles, tout plein de grandes renvoiseries. En lieu de messe, chansonnette de jolis secrets d'amourette, et fait ses instruments sonner qu'on n'y ouïe pas Dieu tonner. Orgue zira, bien maniable, à une seule main portable, où il m'aime, souffle et touche, et chante avec à pleine bouche, motet, treble ou tenure. Puis met au cymbale sa cure, puis prend fréteau et refrétel, et chalumeau et chalumel, et tambour et flûte et timbre, et tambour et flûte et timbre, et citole et trompe et chevrille, et citole et trompe et chevrille, et salterion et vielle, et salterion et vielle. Puis prend sa muse, et s'y travaille aux estives de cornouailles, et pingue, et sautelle, et balle, et fière du pied parmi la salle, et la prend par la main, et danse. Mais, moute au cœur grande pesance, qu'elle ne veut chanter, ni répondre, ni pour prière, ni pour se mondre. Amour, ce épais haineuse, amour et haine amoureuse, c'est loyauté la déloyose, ce est déloyauté loyose, c'est paour tout assurée, c'est espérance désespérée, c'est raison toute forcenable, c'est forcenerie raisonnable, c'est doux péril à soi noyer, grief fait léger à palmoyer. C'est Charybdis la périlleuse, désagréable et gracieuse. C'est langour toute santéive, c'est santé toute maladive. C'est faim, ça houle en abondance, c'est convoiteuse suffisance. C'est la soif qui toujours est ivre, ivresse qui toujours enivre. C'est faux délice, c'est tristour lie, c'est liesse la courroucée. C'est riz plein de plours et de lermes, repos travaillant en tout terme, ce est enfer les doucereuses, c'est paradis les douloureuses.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror with selections from a CD by Alla Francesca called Le Roman de la Rose, The Romance of the Rose. And on this, the second week that we featured this CD, we heard selections by Guillaume Machaut, also by Gilles Benjoie, and Guillaume Dufay. In fact, we concluded with that piece by Guillaume Dufay, C'est la face à pas, which served as the cantus firmus for his mass of the same name. There was also some poetry there in the old French. Most of those pieces, as I said, were settings of the poetry from that great work of French literature. Others, such as the pieces by Machaut, included his own lyrics, since he was a poet as well as a composer. Hope you enjoyed that. Alla Francesca from an Opus CD, The Romance of the Rose. Well, thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.